Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Kanye West this morning, presidential candidate.
Kanye West, potential presidential candidate. He spoke to Forbes. So this is his discussion about his political platform. He has zero campaign apparatus, just two advisors, Elon Musk and his wife, Kim Kardashian. He has a running mate in mind, a Wyoming preacher named Michelle Tidball, and his slogan is yes, in all caps with an exclamation point. He unofficially started a new party called the Birthday Party because, quote, when we win, it's everybody's birthday. So the question was asked, why did he jump off the Trump train? Well, he says, it looks like one big mess to me. I don't like that I caught wind that he hid in the bunker. He adds that he's officially, quote, taking the red hat off.
Oh, so this is a recent thing.
But he says he would be running as a Republican if Trump wasn't in the picture. He adds that he wore the MAGA hat to protest, quote, the segregation of votes in the black community, and also because I like Trump hotels and the saxophones in the lobby.
I have had incredible experiences, luxurious experiences in Trump hotels. I've also received free upgrades, and I'm not sure why, but I think it may have had something to do with the fact that I was living in a swing state during an election year.
Is it enough to get you to vote for him?
Nope.
Kanye has always been resistant to the pressure that's on black people to vote Democrat. He says, quote, Democrats are threatening us to the point where Joe Biden can tell a black man, if you don't vote for me, you're not black. Kanye also revealed that he had the coronavirus in February, but he's totally against vaccines, even one for COVID. He says that's the mark of the beast. They want to put chips inside of us. They want to do all kinds of things to make it where we can't cross the gates of heaven. Kanye is pro-life because it's, quote, the word of the Bible, but he doesn't have much use for Black History Month, which he calls torture porn. Quote, every year they got to remind us about the fact that we couldn't vote. He wants to put God back in schools. He's against the death penalty. He wants to end police brutality. And he wants to get the chemicals out of our deodorant and toothpaste because they, quote, our ability to be of service to God. He's also anti-abortion and believes Planned Parenthood has been, quote, placed inside cities by white supremacists to do the devil's work. And if you dig superhero movies, you'll be very happy in Kanye's America because it's going to be based on the fictional nation of Wakanda from Black Panther. So what he said. He said, like in the movie in Wakanda, when the king went to visit that lead scientist to have the shoes wrap around her shoes, just the amount of innovation that can happen, the amount of innovation in medicine, like Big Pharma. He said, we are going to work, innovate together. This is not going to be some Nipsey Hussle being murdered. They're doing a documentary. We have so many soldiers that die for our freedom of information, that there is a cure for AIDS out there. There's going to be a mix of Big Pharma and holistic. And Kanye says he's doing this to win and not to promote his new album, which he suggests he's going to give away for free. All that being said, TMZ is reporting that he is experiencing or in the middle of a bipolar episode right now, because we do know that he has that diagnosis and that his family is very concerned about him. That would make a lot of what he's saying makes sense.
Right.
So let's hope. Let's hope he's doing okay.
Yeah. Meanwhile, everybody loves Will Smith. You know, he's a charismatic guy. He's well-liked in Hollywood. Hollywood nice guy. But as a kid in Philadelphia back in the day, I guess not everyone was such a fan. He talks about what it was like and being called the N-word by police a number of times.
I've been called by the cops in Philly on more than 10 occasions. I got stopped frequently. So I understand what it's like, you know, to be in those circumstances with the police, to feel like you've been occupied. It's an occupying force. But I went to school out in the suburbs. So I went to Catholic school. So I understand what the disparities are in a really interesting way. White kids were happy when the cops showed up, and my heart always started pounding. There's a part of this that people who don't grow up in that you just can't comprehend.
He also has a message for the anti-Black Lives Matter crowd.
Something as simple as Black Lives matter. What's the point of contention, right? Here's what the answer is when someone says Black Lives Matter. Yes, I agree. Black Lives Matter.
There you go. Will Smith, everybody.
Thank you, Will.
On that note, we're going to take a break. We have more to come. Ryan Gosling is Wolfman.
I'm so mad at my mother. I don't know. She's 102 years old. She called me up the other day. She wanted to borrow $10 for some food. I said, hey, I work for a living. So I loan her the money. I have one of my secretaries take it down. And yesterday she calls me up and says she can't pay me back for a while. I said, what is this book, huh? So I worked it out with her. I'm having her work on my transmission. And if she can't fix that, I'm having her move my barbells up to the attic.
Steve Martin. Classic Steve Martin from 1977. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. 638. We got a heat advisory in effect where the feels like temperatures will feel like the thermometer is above 100 degrees. Otherwise, hot, humid, and the chance of a pop-up shower or thunderstorm. High of 94. Right now, 75 at Cincinnati's Q102.
So there's a new Wolfman movie in the works. And the producers went way outside the box when they cast their title character. Ryan Gosling, he's going to play an anchorman who gets infected and becomes the Wolfman.
I was going to say, I don't know about the Wolfman.
Is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy? What is?
Well,
what
I
does
think
he do?
So. I mean, you remember when Michael J. Fox, wasn't he the Wolf? What was
he
that?
He was Teen Wolf.
That's what I was going to ask you, Teen Wolf. I'm like, who was the original Wolfman?
There was one from forever ago.
He didn't like fight crime or anything. He was just a teenager that turned into a wolf.
Yeah.
And he played really good basketball.
Yeah. So I'm not 100% sure exactly. What happens with this particular.
Is this like one
wolf
of those
man?
One of those like movie franchise kind of things? Like
it's I don't know if it's part of a
superhero. Like the Avengers.
Superhero
yeah, that's
thing,
sorry, that's what I was looking for.
Or I don't, yeah, I just don't know, but it's just disturbing to me that Ryan Gosling is going to be covered in fur.
Well, I don't know.
I like him shirtless just the way he is.
You might get to see both.
You just don't know.
Yeah, but maybe
shirtless
he,
with hair, without hair.
Yeah, maybe he has like a fitted bodysuit, but then just a lot of facial hair and hair.
Yeah.
Or do you think he's going to be head to toe?
I think he's going to be head to toe. And I think that this movie was going to be part of a franchise that Universal was trying to start a monster type franchise. Remember Tom Cruise's Mummy, The Mummy? Remember when
No.
you did that movie, Mummy? Of course you don't because it completely bombed.
Oh.
So, yeah.
I remember The Rock. Was that a mummy movie?
He might have been in a mummy movie. Not sure it's the one she's talking about.
Hmm. Yeah.
These are all like crossing over.
Everything. Is it getting too blurry?
It's just getting very blurry.
Yeah. Well, Lee Wanall, I think, is the name of the person that's supposed to direct. He just did The Invisible Man, which was a pretty solid hit. So it could turn out to be pretty good, but it's an interesting casting. We'll see how that goes.
All right.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me?
The Wonder Years is being remade, you guys.
Oh, boy.
It's being remade with the Black family.
I will try not to sing out of key. Oh, baby, how do you
It's being produced by Lee Daniels of Precious and Empire fame. It's going to be a half-hour comedy, just like the original was. But this will be about a Black middle-class family in Montgomery, Alabama in the 1960s.
Alabama.
Yeah. It's being developed by ABC, which aired the original series from 1988 to 1993 And get this, one of the producers is Fred Savage.
Oh, love it.
The star of the original.
You know, he was the first celebrity I ever talked to in my life.
All right.
So the show that I worked on before you guys at Q102, he called in to do like a phoner.
Yeah.
And I picked up the phone and I'm like, hello, Q102. And he's like, hi, this is Fred Savage. And I was like, oh my God, hold on. I was excited about just talking to him on the phone.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
He sounded the exact same, like, as, you know, like in on the phone as he does on the television shows.
Well,
I have a feeling people are going to have issue with that.
Have issue with what?
With a white guy producing a show about a black family.
Well, he's one of three, evidently, producers. Let's see. Lee Daniels, of course, is the main producer. Fred, I guess, is part of that team, and he's going to be directing the pilot. So we'll see if, you know, people can allow for Fred's involvement in conjunction
with others.
With other people, sure.
He's getting enough counsel from others.
Right.
Yeah.
And speaking of classic television shows from the past, The Dukes of Hazzard is in the news with the Confederate flag back in the spotlight. People taking another look at that General Lee car from The Dukes of Hazzard. This is the car with the giant rebel flag on the roof. So people are asking again, hey, do you think maybe it's time we retire that? The original Beau and Luke Duke don't think so. Actor John Schneider said, I have never had an African-American come up to me and have any problem with it whatsoever. The whole politically correct generation has gotten way out of hand, end quote. Tom Wopat was a little more diplomatic. He said, you know, the situation in the country has obviously changed in the last 40 years. And I actually feel fortunate to be living in a time where we can address some of the injustices of the past. The car, however, is innocent. And, of course, we do have the technology to digitally remove the flag from the roof of the General Lee. But I guess that wouldn't fly for a lot of people. Ben Jones, a.k.a. remember Cooter, the mechanic? I don't know if you ever watched the show.
Cooter. Oh, that's right.
And wasn't he also a senator or a congressman? Yeah. He was like a politician of some kind.
He has a restaurant down in Gatlinburg called Cooter's that has tons of memorabilia from
the
show. And I think it even has a, if I'm not mistaken, I think it has a General Lee, like, right in the parking lot as soon as you walk in, like one of the ones that they use.
Yeah, there's a few out there.
From the show or something.
There's a lot of replicas. Maybe he's got one of the originals.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, he's not a fan of taking the Confederate flag off of the car. He said that'd be like taking the S off of Superman's chest. So the debate continues.
I'm trying to remember, is it on the hood or the roof of the car?
The roof of the car.
It's on the roof.
Yeah, and it says General Lee or right underneath it.
Right. Mm.
Well, you know, a lot of bands and musicians took pandemic relief money from the government. And people are like, really? You know, don't you guys make enough money?
Yeah.
But they want to make it clear it was for their staff. My Chemical Romance took some of the money and they released a statement saying, like most tours that were happening this year, My Chemical Romance's tour was canceled. The money will ensure their crew is funded in these times of uncertainty until we are able to be out on the road again. We are so grateful to these skilled, dedicated people. Some of them are parents, others caretakers, still others who simply have rent to pay. And this money helps them take care of themselves and their families. So that's kind of cool.
There you go. A little My Chemical Romance.
And you brought up Naya Rivera.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Glee.
This is horrible. She went missing yesterday in Ventura County, California, and it's kind of looking like she may have drowned. She rented a boat around 1 o'clock, and her 4-year-old son, Josie, was found drifting alone in it a few hours later. He was not injured. According to the kid, his mom had gone swimming in Lake Piru and never made it back into the boat.
That's awful.
Wow.
Sheriff's Department sent out dive teams and also canvassed the area with drones and helicopters until it got dark. Search and rescue operation will continue this morning, but it's not looking good. She's 33. You'd know her best as Santana Lopez on Glee.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.